Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello and welcome to Series 2 of 17 Questions. Each week we'll be asking celebrities, influencers and authors 17 random questions you never knew you wanted the answers to. Can you tell us your name and a little bit about yourself?
Hi, I'm Lewis, Lewis Ball, looking for Lewis online, and I'm a YouTuber. And I like to call myself a presenter, even though I'm not. I'm going to call myself a presenter. I'm a YouTuber and presenter. There we go. That's my title.
What's the title of this current chapter in your life?
Ooh, what is the title of the current chapter of my life? I'm going to go for Hot Mess because it is a mess. Like, I don't know what I'm having for dinner in 2 hours. I don't know what I'm doing tomorrow, but I somehow always seem to find myself in situations. But, comma, those situations aren't necessarily bad situations, and it's going quite well. You know, it's nice. It's, some may say, hot. So, all in all, my life right now is a hot mess. And it's not actually anything I'm complaining about. I'm quite happy that it's a hot mess, and we can keep going with this hot mess until maybe I need some stability in my life around about the age of 30. But you know what? I'll probably still be a hot mess about age 45 and everybody else will be married with kids. And I'll be like, so guys, like, what are we doing tomorrow? And they're like, taking the kids to school. Like, could you maybe get a job?
What is your order at Nando's?
My order at Nando's, I feel like I'm going to be crucified. I feel like I'm going to be stripped of like my any following that I have. I order plainish. And I'm sorry, I am just a white boy who is uncultured. And I get a plainish grilled chicken wrap. Take out the lettuce. I'm not a rabbit. I do not need to be eating that. So just the chicken with the little jam and mayo. I add halloumi because, you know, I'm all about that flavor. And then on the side, I get a side of garlic bread. Although, Nando's, if you are listening, the garlic bread has gotten really stale recently, and it's not quite enjoyable anymore. I've almost migrated my side over to a side of fries, and I hate fries. So that's really saying something, considering garlic bread's my favorite food. So if we could, like, get it back to how it was about this time last year, when it was, like, nice and doughy and not, like, hard and crusty as it is now, that'd be great.
If you could eat anything for breakfast, what would it be?
As of this current moment in time, you see, I'm changing every single day, but in this current moment of time, I would go for Eggs Benedict. But the only thing when it comes to Eggs Benedict is sometimes they're just not quite right. Like, maybe the smoked salmon's too, like, almost fishy, and it's just, like, really, like, throws the whole thing off. Sometimes the eggs are not runny. Sometimes the hollandaise sauce just, like, it's just not edible. So it very much determines on where I'm getting the Eggs Benedict from, but if it's on the menu, I probably will be ordering it.
What's something you think every person should experience in their lifetime?
I think every person should experience living on their own. Now, this is a weird one. Like, even if it's like living in like uni halls or something, because I mean, not found myself, but like, I like sort of like figured out who I was and like gained like such a strong sense of like independence when like I lived on my own. And now I like live on my own. Like, I know it's not like, well, I know it's not as easy for like everyone to do, because obviously it's a lot more expensive to live on your own. But if you do have like the choice to, I think it's good, because I think being able to be on your own and like comfortable being on your own, like comfortable in your own like presence and not having to have people surround you, is such a good trait to have. And I think like I got that from living on my own in uni halls. And you know what? I loved it so much because I wasn't having to, you know, look after anyone else's like dirty dishes or anything like that. And now I live on my own in a flat, and it is the best thing ever. But then I also know some people who hate living on their own, but they like they hated living on their own, but they still found out so much about themselves living on their own. So yeah, if you can do that, I mean, I know it's not that easy for everyone, but it's a fun thing, or maybe not a fun thing, depending on who you are as a person, to do.
What's the wisest thing you have ever heard someone say?
Oh, the wisest thing I've ever heard someone... This is a tweet from someone who was on Love Island, and I'm pretty sure it was while there was some media storm about their boyfriend cheating on them. I'm pretty sure all they tweeted was, "Don't chase them, replace them." And I mean, a tear came to my eye. It was so inspirational. And I've lived off that ever since. Like, recently I had a thing with my friend, and she would always like cancel plans last minute, and I'd always be like, "Okay, let's do this," and then like 2 days before she'd be like, "Okay," like, we were supposed to go on a 4-day holiday, and 2 days before she was like, "I can't do it anymore." And I was always trying to make things work, and I was like, "Hold on, let's just take 2 steps back, evaluate the situation. Why am I chasing them when I can just replace them?" So yeah, applications to be my new best friend are now open. If you give a quick brief description over Instagram DM, I may accept or decline. Yes, looking for new friends.
Describe your perfect holiday. Where are we in the world and what are we doing?
Right, perfect holiday. It's really, because if I go on like a beach, like chill holiday, I'll get off it and then I'll be like, that was the most boring week of my life. I need something fun, exciting, lads, let's go. And then I'll go on like a party holiday and I'll be like, I feel like my soul has left my body. You know what? I need like a city break where I can be multicultural. And then I'll go on a city break and my like sole of my feet feel like I'm bleeding from walking and I'm sweating in places I didn't realize I could sweat. So it's really just up in the air. I would then have to go for a combination of the three. So we're talking about maybe like a week in LA, you know, where I can shop till I drop, I can go and eat nice, maybe in like this time next year once I'm 21, so I can also enjoy the party side. And then after that week and I'm like bored now, I can go maybe to like Malibu, because that's like, I don't know, I'm not good with geography, but maybe an Uber, maybe I'll have to catch a plane. And then have a week, you know, eating good, sunbathing, catching a tan, and I think that would just about satisfy all the different needs.
What is the luckiest thing that has happened to you?
I don't know if I consider myself a lucky person, so I think the luckiest thing that's happened to me is this guy called John. This story sounds like it's going off to a weird start, but I promise it's going somewhere. This guy called John, back when I was like 15 or 16, it was on YouTube, and he uploaded a like makeup tutorial, and it came into my recommended, and I think this is luck, because I mean, my YouTube recommended is all over the place. One part of it will be like conspiracy theories, and the next will be like America's Next Top Model, like messiest drama moments. And then the next will be like, I ate 10,000 calories in one day. So like, I think it's luck that it actually somehow managed to find its way into my recommended. But he was just doing like a natural, normal makeup routine. And he was the exact same age as me and British. And I'd never seen it done before. Like, I always thought like guys wearing makeup, it would be like drag, or like people who wore like super, super glam makeup. I mean, now I'm super glam, but back then I would never like, and like I wouldn't have worn like fake eyelashes or like purple metallic eyeshadow. So like being able to see him do it is what inspired me to do it. And I think, I mean, maybe it's fate, maybe it's, I don't know, one of those conspiracy theory things, but I think if I hadn't seen that video right then, right now, I probably wouldn't have done makeup. So yeah, big up John. I'm not sure where you are now, but
What's something people don't know about you?
Something that people don't know about me, and every time I say it, they get so shocked. I think they get shocked because like I do a lot of makeup, and like makeup has like a lot to do with this, but I'm actually colorblind. And like, I know it's like, this is the other thing. Whenever I say that I'm colorblind, everyone's like, "Oh, so you can only see in black and white?" No, educate yourself. And they're always like, "Oh my God, so what color is this? What color is this?" And it's like, I'm not a zoo animal. Like, you can't just like ask me to do that. That was really offensive. So I think, and not a lot of people know that, I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure I've only mentioned it like once on an Instagram live maybe, or like on a YouTube video. So it's not like a commonly known fact. So I mean, that's going to be like headline news tomorrow. Breaking news. Lewis Ball, some type of YouTuber, is colorblind. Back to you in the studio.
When people come to you for help, what do they usually want help with?
Okay, so if you ever need serious help, please, this is for your own good. Do not come to me. I have this thing where if someone is asking me for help or like anything that's to do or telling me some serious news, I just laugh and I can't help it. Like my friend back when we lived in uni halls, she found out that her boyfriend was cheating on her for a year. while she was on the tube, and she gets off the tube, she knocks on my door, and I can just hear like from the door, like, and I'm like, oh God, no, I'm really not prepared to do this. And I open the door and she's like, he was cheating on me for a year. And I just went, I'm sorry, I'm going to need a minute. And I just shut the door on her face. And I know she could just hear me laughing. And then I opened it back up and I'm like, I'm sorry. But in my defense, she actually said to me that that was so much better than like all of her friends who are like, oh, like, I'm like, it will get better. Like, because I was just laughing at her, it like made her laugh. So maybe I am really good at that sort of stuff. But the thing that people ask me for advice for most is probably makeup. Like, what foundation should I get? Or like, what eyebrow stuff? Like, I mean, I have no idea why. It's almost as if I do makeup. But yeah, that's probably the only thing that people come to advice for me for.
In your group of friends, what role do you play?
As of right now, I'm definitely very much the leader. It's my way or the highway. As the Gemini I am, if I'm not getting my own way, then we're not actually doing it. But I think my friends are starting to catch on, because I sometimes do it in like trick ways. I'm like, they'll be like, oh, let's go here. And then I'll just like list a bunch of like made up negative points about why we can't go there. And I think they're getting a bit sick of it. So I think that that role is slowly slipping out of my hands. But as of right now, I think I'm the leader and I'm trying to keep onto that title for as long as I can.
What TV show is your guilty pleasure?
I mean, the only TV show I really watch is like reality TV. But then I wouldn't really say it's a guilty pleasure, because I proudly tweet about it like every single time it's on the TV. But I mean, any type of reality TV you can think of. Love Island, I used to watch America's Next Top Model, Big Brother, like all those shows I binge watch. Maybe Glee. I have watched the entirety of Glee, and it's not something that I'm actually that proud to admit. So maybe that could be my guilty pleasure TV show. Yeah. So that's, I don't think either of those are very guilty though. I'll proudly like admit to watching reality TV and Glee. And if you want to know what my favorite Glee song is, my favorite Glee song is Billionaire.
If you could give your younger self one piece of advice, what would it be?
Ooh, you see, I always like see people answer the question like, oh, what would you tell your younger self? And they'd always be like, don't like put so much online, or like, don't like, what's the other thing that you always say? Oh yeah, don't be afraid to be yourself. But let me tell you, I posted every single thing that I did from about the age of 8 online. My first YouTube channel I created at 8 years old in 2009, and it was called Totally HSM, standing for High School Musical Fan, and Totally was spelled Totly, T-O-T-L-Y, because clearly a 9-year-old could not spell Totally. And I think that most people would be like, I tell myself to like not be online from such a young age and get outside. But no, like I was having the time of my life at 9 years old uploading Hannah Montana covers. So I wouldn't tell myself that. And I was quite like a sassy, bossy, out there, loud, annoying child as it was. So it wouldn't really be out your shell more either. I would say maybe read exam questions more, because I got a C in my English because I misread the question. And I think that's the only real thing that I would change, because I wouldn't want to do anything major, because I live by the mantra. Sorry, let me just clear my throat so I can clearly declare this. Oh wait, I've forgotten it. It's not everything happens for a reason. It is every like, it, I mean, this isn't actually a mantra. This is just my train of thought. Every moment of life, you know, every single thing that I've done in my past has led up to what I am now. And I'm quite happy with what I am now. So I feel like if I did anything slightly different, something a little off track, then maybe I wouldn't quite be where I am. So I would just tell my younger self to keep being me and read exam questions.
If you were a potato, what sort would you be?
I think I would probably be... Okay, now this is... We're almost verging off of potatoes here, but truffled Parmesan chips. I mean, it's not quite potatoes at this point when you're adding in the truffle and parmesan, but like, I'm a chip. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, I'm quite like trendy. I'm quite like up to date. Like, I'm not a sweet potato fry, which I feel like is like more associated with like mature people, like people who sort of have their life together. Whereas chips are sort of like teenagers who are still like, oh yeah. So like, I'm gonna go for a chip, but then I'm not just like a chip. Like, I've got like a little bit of class. I've got a little bit of what did the French say? Not comme ci, comme ça. Je ne sais quoi about me. Thank you, Mademoiselle Biento, I think she was called, for helping me with those French skills. Anyway, I've got something about me, so that's where the truffle comes in. And then I think Parmesan, just because when I think of cheese, I mean, first of all, I love cheese, so that would have to be added. But also when I think of cheese, I think of just like, woo! And I think I'm quite a woo person. So that's why the cheese and the parmesan is added on top of that.
What's your go-to favorite song you're most likely to sing your heart out to at karaoke?
Ooh, okay. My go-to karaoke choice, it's always a split between two. Number one is Super Bass by Nicki Minaj. I can rap the entire first verse, and this is an issue. My brain at 10, 11 years old was not at full capacity, and it didn't have enough storage space to learn the second verse. So I tend to stray away from that one unless I know that I have a backup singer who can take over for the second verse and I can just pretend like I'm out of breath. Because I can nail that rap like to a T in the first verse, and then the second verse comes on and I'm like, the polo, you're just gonna bring that whoop, and it's not cute. However, not as quite as impressive, but American Boy, Estelle, the Kanye West version, because I can do that rap as well. What's another one? Yes, yes, don't we about to get down, get down. You know how it's in the world right now. Just touch down and on down, down. As you can tell, like, that was really good. So that is my go-to choice if I don't have someone who can do backing vocals on Super Bass and take over when the words go out the window.
Close your eyes and describe a scene of tranquility.
Okay, and my eyes are closed. I am seeing Love Island. I'm seeing, but I'm not in it. I don't want to be in it. I'm seeing it on the TV. You know, it's going through the house. It's just on a constant 24/7 loop. I have garlic bread next to me. I have endless supply of Diet Coke, iced lattes. Oh, wow. A puppy has just walked in through in the living room door. Hi. That's a Pomeranian and it's come to sit on my lap. That's if anyone actually is selling a Pomeranian or wanting to give one away, I'm very much up for adopting a Pomeranian. But now that Pomeranian is on my lap, I am now listening. Oh, Love Island's gone on to the ad break. Because obviously, even though it's a 24/7 loop, you know, they've still got to make their coins. So it's got the ad breakers on, and my TV has somehow, because obviously I'm not lifting a finger, gone on to mute. And Rihanna's Anti album is now started to play. Desperado has come on when we've pressed shuffle, which is actually my favorite track from the album. So that is making me very happy. Yeah, and then once that starts, Love Island comes back on a constant loop. And I'm just enjoying my garlic bread and my Diet Coke with my Pomeranian.
What are you working on at the moment?
Ooh, what am I working on at the moment? I mean, nothing that exciting. There's a few little things which I'm going to be that person. I'm working on some super top secret thing, guys. You're going to be the first people to find out when I know. Like, I know that, like, I can't tell you what it is, but I'm going to tell you that I'm working on something anyway just to really annoy you and make myself sound like I'm really cool. But yeah, I'm doing that. And then I'm still just, you know, doing the usual social media bits, doing the YouTubes, waiting until Love Island comes back on so I can tweet about that again. And yeah, maybe, I mean, this isn't actually official, but I could be working on my own Love Island. I mean, I'm not. But that could be something I am doing. Thank you for listening to 17 Questions with me, moi, yo, I think that is in Spanish, Lewis Ball.
Thank you for listening to 17 Questions. If you loved this episode, please subscribe, share, and give us a good rating wherever you get your podcasts from. If you have any questions you'd love to hear our guests answer, tweet us or drop us a message. It's at 17 Questions across all socials. And we'll see you next week.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.